Last year, when Arthur Green Jr. was seen swerving through traffic, Tampa authorities mistook him for a drunk driver and handcuffed him. Lena Young Green says her late husband was having a diabetic seizure.
Handcuffed on the ground, they were telling him to stop resisting, and when he stopped resisting, he was dead. And I believe that if the officers had been trained and recognize that there was something else, and listen when somebody else mentioned diabetes, that they would have called paramedics that was less than 6 blocks away.
Now she says the newly signed Arthur Green Jr. Act will be a big help.
My husband will come back with this, but if we could get to where officers stop long enough and first responders to recognize that there might be something else, I'm praying that that would help others do not have to deal with what my family and I are dealing with.
The new law takes effect October 1st. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.